From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the United States wants a peaceful solution in Ukraine, but the U.S. will help Kyiv defend itself against Russia if necessary. Speaking today at an international security conference in Munich, Biden said Russia's President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly promised to work for peace, but instead has delivered tanks, troops, and weapons to the conflict. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko spoke a short time later, holding up several Russian passports, saying they were collected from Russian soldiers inside Ukrainian borders. Meantime, talks between the Russian president and the leaders of France and Germany on a peace proposal for Ukraine have ended without a deal. VOA's White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
This will be President Obama's chance to hear from an important European ally before deciding whether to send lethal aid to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia-supported separatists. The impact on Germany's trade relations with Russia is a big concern for Mrs. Merkel, and part of the reason she doesn't want to send weapons to the Ukrainians. Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
The Germans tend to be, I think, a bit shy about these kinds of hard power. It was interesting to me, though, that Chancellor Merkel said, "We will not provide." She did not say, "Nobody else should provide it."
For both Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel, the goal is a diplomatic solution. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
A Kenyan lawmaker was shot and killed early today in Nairobi, along with his two bodyguards and driver. George Mutai of the Kubete Party was returning from a family gathering when gunmen attacked his vehicle. A police officer said the killing looked like it was carried out like an execution-style hit. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, said he was deeply shocked and saddened by the killings. He says he expects the police to mobilize all resources. This is VOA News. The annual security conference is underway in Munich, one of the world's largest gatherings of political leaders focusing on security issues. It opened Friday with stark warnings about the current climate of threats and terrorism. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg pointed to extremists outside of Europe as instigators of crises in the European part of NATO.
North Africa and the Middle East are also in turmoil. States are breaking up, and conflict is at our borders. Extremism is fueling barbaric violence across the region and inspiring terrorism on our own streets.
The Munich Security Conference runs until Sunday. Yemen's Gulf neighbors are denouncing the Shiite takeover of the country as a coup today as thousands of Yemenis take to the streets to protest the power grab. The six-nation Gulf Cooperation Council, led by Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, labeled the Houthis rebels an unacceptable escalation. They say it threatens the country's security and stability. Rebel leader Abdel Malak al-Houthi defended the takeover in a speech today, saying it filled a political vacuum and was in the interest of the Yemeni people. Security officials in Iraq say bombings in Baghdad have killed at least 34 people and wounded scores of others. The first attack saw a suicide bomber detonate explosives on a busy street, killing at least 22 and wounding dozens of others. Shortly after, there were two more bombs that ripped through the popular Sharqa market area, killing another 10 people. A third bombing in the Iraqi capital killed several more people and wounded others. At the U.S. State Department on Friday, spokesperson Murray Harf was pressed by reporters regarding the information on the reported but still unconfirmed death of U.S. aid worker Kayla Mueller, who was captured by Islamic State militants.
We have said that there are a number of Americans being held overseas, including still by the Islamic State. I'm not going to get into further details than that. But I will say broadly that Secretary Kerry, our team in this building across the U.S. government, are putting every effort behind finding any Americans being held overseas, every intelligence tool, diplomatic tool. Secretary has reached out to over four dozen countries about Americans being held overseas writ large to try and bring these people home.
Meantime, Jordanian fighter jets struck Islamic State targets for the third straight day today as the militants claim that a previous airstrike killed an American hostage, and that remains unconfirmed. Jordan launched the raids to avenge the killing of a Jordanian pilot the Islamic State group captured in Syria in December. The United Arab Emirates said Saturday it ordered a squadron of F-16 fighters to assist with the airstrikes. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.